It's a seat over a hole in the ground. And you stoop to have a bowel movement. Now, interestingly enough, anatomically, that's the healthiest way to have a bowel movement. Stooping over a hole. Now, am I going to go home or tell you to go home and rip out your toilets? Probably not. But short of that, what I would recommend is have a stool in the bathroom. So that when you go to the bathroom, you put your feet up on the stool and you raise your knees up above the level of your abdomen and unkink that muscle to be able to better relax and have a bowel movement. There's a picture of it in my book, okay? If you want to know what it means to relax that muscle. But this is such an important thing and has become such an important thing, you can go out online and get a stool. You can actually go out, I can't remember, a poop stoop, I think is what they call it.
Poopstool.com.
Squatty potty, okay? But that's the reason why. They don't want you to have to rip the toilets out of your...
Just Google it.
Yeah, just Google it. Okay. Those are the things that I think are very important. Just highlighting, touching on those things that I think are very important as far as the gastrointestinal system is concerned. Now, very quickly, because I know we're going to also talk about women's issues here, I need to tell you that I'm going to talk to you just a few minutes about hormones, but I'm not going to talk just to the women. Because I know and recognize that there are many men in this audience, and I appreciate you coming in. But I also know and recognize that many men in this audience may also have their own issues. So I want to touch on just a few things quickly, and then we can banter back and forth, okay? People will ask me all the time, what can I do about hot flashes and hormonal issues and problems that I'm having? And they want the product to fix those issues. I'm here to tell you that menopause should be an event that you wouldn't even recognize. Really? There is a lot of money to be made on menopause. And if conventional medicine didn't have that diagnosis to be able to give to a woman, they wouldn't be able to sell all those things that help a woman breeze through menopause. Well, I'm going to tell you right now that if your gut's healthy, if your temple is clean, if your terrain is healthy, and if your adrenal glands are functioning at an optimal level, you should be able to breeze through menopause. Andropause, male menopause, same goes for you. If your gut's healthy, if you cleaned the tissues and organs, if you ensure that you're taking good nutritionals, you shouldn't have the issues that many men have. Many men have significant problems. Now, andropause generally happens around age 45 or 50. And men come up with a myriad of symptoms that they don't understand. Now, some men face it and deal with it by going out and buying a fast car. Some men go out and find a fast woman. There are all different ways to deal with this. But the fact remains... The fact remains, it shouldn't have to be such an issue. Men experience these problems and these concerns, and they'll go to the doctor and they'll say, you know, I don't know what it is. It's anger issues, I don't deal well at work anymore, or I'm not sleeping well through the night, or they'll have all these complaints, and the doctor will say, not a problem. We'll give you an antidepressant and a sleeping pill, and life will be good again. And then they just get more depressed. Because now I need to take a drug every day. I'm going to tell you, clean up your diet, clean up your terrain, make sure you're taking the products that you need to take to keep every cell in your body functioning at an optimal level, and lo and behold, you're probably not going to have those problems. Now, lucky for us, in the Youngevity line of products, we have products to help make it a little easier, all right? But am I going to say to a woman who comes to me with menopausal issues, oh, just take the Woman's FX and the Xerafem and life will be good? No, that's not the answer. Those products are an adjunct, and certainly those products help, but we need to make sure all the other things are taken care of as well. Now, am I going to say to a man, oh, just take the Xeratest, we're good? No. Because you need to make sure you're doing all of those other things. What I do is I want to support your adrenal glands. Your adrenal glands are responsible for taking over the roles of the sex organs as you get older. So I want to make sure your adrenal glands are healthy. I'm going to do that by making sure that you're taking the de-stress, by making sure that you're getting into the good herbs line, and you're taking the adrenal support and the hypothalamus support. And when we talk about those, that particular line of products, we have female hormonal support, we have male hormonal support. Now, a lot of people will say to me, oh, I'm not familiar with herbs. I'm not sure that I know that enough about those. I'm just, well, all right. Well, tell me how much you know about vitamins. Tell me how much you know about minerals and trace minerals. Don't be afraid of these. We would not have these products available for you if they were something you should be afraid of, okay? Now, I am thrilled beyond belief because I know that a lot of issues that happen in the gut and happen throughout the rest of the body happen as a result of parasites. Anybody on board with me?
Yes.
Okay. Approximately 8 out of 10 people have parasites. And they come in all different forms. And the Good Herbs Company is coming out with a brand new product that's going to go after parasites specifically. So I am thrilled about that. I am thrilled beyond belief about that product because I believe that so many of the issues we have happen as a direct result of parasites. People will come to me and they'll say, you know, I've done all the things you've told me to do. I've done the Flora program. I'm on the 90 for Life. I've done the Swirl cleanse. I've done this. I've done that. I've done the True to Life cleanse. I've done them all. But I still have issues. I still have problems. Well, perhaps your problems are because you have parasites. And so now we're going to be able to go after parasites in a big way as well. And I am very, very excited about that. So I'm going to go ahead and did you have a question or?
Just real quick, I want to make a comment. You know what's really scary about those numbers that Dr. Conaway put up at the very beginning is that there's actually a greater, there is a more significant increase in genetic-like diseases than ever before. Let me give you an example. I was at the University of Pittsburgh speaking with a gal by the name of Maren